This show is produced on the original lands of the Dja Dja Wurrung people, and we pay our respects to the elders past and present.
You're listening to the Magic Moments Show with your host, Milton Perkins.
Hello there. Welcome to the show called Magic Moments. Today we'll be looking at some of the older cars that have been invented and also playing some songs from the Bobby Lim Show. Remember that one? Bobby and Dawn. So stay tuned for more of Magic Moments.
The moment we kissed the night of the hayride, the way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are kept. Time can't erase the memory.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Here's an interesting fact about the first holder of the land speed record. On the 18th of December 1898, Gaston de Chaloux-Labat, he set a record speed of 62.78 kilometres per hour, which was 39.24 miles per hour. And the first American holder of the land speed record was William Vanderbilt. On the 5th of August 1902, with a top speed of 121.72 kilometres per hour, or 76.08 miles per hour. And a couple of years later, that was followed up by Henry Ford at Lake St. Clair, USA, on the 12th of January 1904. And Henry's car got up to a speed of 146.19 kilometres per hour, or 91.37 miles per hour. Let's have a bit of a song all about Henry Ford, shall we?
Dark and gray, two men left bound in Scarpy, bound for the USA. Their names were John and William Ford, a father and his son. They went to live near Michigan in a place called Dearborn. William had a girl and married, they had a baby boy. His parents called him Henry, he was their pride and joy. At 16 years he went to work, got an engineer's degree. The man who put the world on wheels when he built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years of Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Mustang and the Maverick, Berlin and Galaxy. Although the name's Henry Ford, the Gulf Model T. Model T rolled off the line, crossed the states and back. Any color you could ask, as long as it was black. Henry Ford did not forget his roots, starting where his daddy came. He built a giant plant in Cork in honor of his name. Now if you're in Cork City and you have some time to spare, drive out to Balmascarpy, see the statue there. Replica and stainless steel for everyone to see. Monument to Henry Ford who built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years of Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Greenback and the Anglia, Cortina and the Queen. All over the name to Henry Ford who built the Model T. Now we celebrate 100 years of Henry and his car. There's a Ford in every country, no matter where you are. Focus and Mondeo, mobile and CD. Hello, the name to Henry Ford, the Model T. Hey, hello, the name to Henry Ford, the Model T.
Now, even if you're not a Ford owner, I hope you enjoyed that song from Thomas Maguire, The Ballad of Henry Ford. Before we get away from Henry Ford too much, here's a story about Henry Ford and Thomas Edison.
Henry Ford and Thomas Edison were friends. They met at a convention sponsored by Edison's company, where Ford worked as an engineer. Someone introduced Ford to Edison as a young man who's made a gas car. Ford and Edison talked a while about the automobile, then Edison banged his fist on the table with excitement. You have it! Your car is self-contained and carries its own power plant. Ford later recalled, "No man up until then had given me any encouragement. I had hoped I was on the right track. Sometimes I knew I was. And sometimes I only wondered, but here, out of a clear blue sky, the greatest inventive genius in the world had given me complete approval." Sir Isaac Newton is best known for his theory of gravitation and the description of the three laws of motion. But Newton might never have published his work had it not been for Edmund Halley. A well-respected scientist in his own right, Halley visited Newton at Cambridge to discuss a problem he was working on, only to discover that Newton had already solved it. Halley encouraged Newton to publish his work and even offered to do it at his own expense. The result was the publication of Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica in 1687. Which laid the groundwork for the study of mathematics and changed the way people see the world today. Who can you encourage to do great things? Who has God put into your life for you to cheer on, to raise up or assist on their journey? When you help others to do the things that God has created them to do, you share in all their achievements. In Proverbs 12:25 we read, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. It's a great one about Henry and Thomas Edison and friendship. I've been reading today from a book called The Top 10 Edition of Everything 2000 by Russell Ashe, Australia and New Zealand. Now, some other speedsters were Malcolm Campbell and his son Donald Campbell. Or should I say, Sir Malcolm Campbell, who was knighted in 1931 and lived from 1885 to 1949. His highest speed record was 480.20 kilometres per hour on the 3rd of September 1935, which was 301.13 miles per hour, and that was beaten by his son Donald Campbell on the 17th of July 1964, when he got up to 644.96 kilometres per hour, or 403.10 miles per hour. So they're a fairly unique father and son combination in land speed record history, as the only father and son to hold the record at the time. Soon after that, on the 5th of October 1964, Art Afons from the USA in the Green Monster set the record at 694 kilometres per hour, which was 434 miles per hour, at Bonneville Salt Flats, USA. And finally, about the land speed records, 50 years after the sound barrier was broken by an aircraft, Thrust SSC became the first to do so on land, and it really looks like a jet plane with two massive jet engines on it. Wow, that would be a ride, wouldn't it? Imagine trying to keep that one going straight. Okay, let's have another song about cars.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena. The little old lady from Pasadena. Never lose.
Ah, great song from Jan and Dean, all about the little old lady from Pasadena.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Livin' show.
Well, I wonder how many of you are car enthusiasts and have been involved in restoring an old vehicle or even trying to build up a hot rod from scratch or even making a go-kart, something as simple as that. Well, the next song is about someone putting a car together, piece by piece. And I don't recommend the way that they did it at all. Because one, it wasn't very honest, and two, it wasn't a really good result. Anyway, here's Johnny Cash singing for you, One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff was snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68.
An interesting little song there from Johnny Cash, One Piece at a Time, which came out in 1976. And here's a song maybe a little bit older than that one. You might remember this one from Paul Evans. Let's go take a ride with Paul Evans.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your dragon, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred.
Showed them how my motor could go. I said, how do you like my triple carburetor? And one of them whispered low.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on the driver, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred.
I said, you don't need me, I'll get off at my house. And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, one, two, three. Keep your mind on your driving, keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the backseat, kissing and a-hugging with Fred.
All of them in love with Fred. Kissing and a-hugging with Fred. Wish that I could be like Fred.
Seven little girls sitting in the back seat. I wonder what sort of car that one was. Might have been okay if it was a stretch limo. Anyway, how did your imagination go with that song? Let's have one from the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? Listening to my name's Milton, and it's great to have your company today. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Moments, we've been shed.
Painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it wide. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old boat rides. Just a little late across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right cause the engine was smoking, a couple of burnt valves and he had it going. Let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off the thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would stretch that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn-out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Welcome back. Let's have some songs from Bobby Lim and Dawn Lake. Here's a 1920s medley for you.
Heel into drag, see how it goes. Down on the heel, up on the toes.
Let's play to use a fancy
pair. Hotter than hot, newer than new, meaner than mean, bluer than blue.
Get this match of cause away from
drag. You can pass many a class, whether you're dumb or wise. If you all answer the call when your professor cries. Everybody down on the heel, up on the toes. Stay after school, learn how it goes.
Everybody to the fancy drag.
And dynamite. There's nothing but bad at night. Baggy, baggy, saggy, baby, belly, sugar, baggy, and the wheel will be handy. Whoa. The way they can entertain would hurry a hurricane. Baggy, baggy, saggy, baby, belly, sugar, baggy.
knew it was good, sure. Got him, I know him, mister.
If you can win, then you were right, we come.
Old fellows, the lumbago and high yellows, away they go.
They jump right in and give it all the way. They say that when that river bottom's gravel with ooze,
starting to burn,
grapples catch and makes them all the way use.
Just like a worm,
black bottom for you, rhythm for you, spot them, you go with them.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Livin' Show.
Welcome back.
Here's another magic movie moment. Can you guess which movie the song was featured in?
White intent in his pursuit, he has a merry toot toot toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For that spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way. Yes, a spoonful sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful, in the most delightful way.
Thanks for that great song there. What's coming up next?
And now I think it's about time we brought Dawn out, don't you? Come on, Dawn. Well, there she is. How do you feel?
Hey?
Oh, yeah.
Way down in the Congo land lived a happy chimpanzee. She loved a monkey with a long tail. Lordy, how she loved him. Each night they would send him there, send him underneath the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day used to hear his chimpy sing. Said the chimpy to the monk. Said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away. All day long they were happy and gay, singing and swinging in a hunky-dunky way. Means monk, I love you too. In monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon, one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon. Said the chimpy to the monk. Said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they'd chatter away. All day long they were happy and gay, singing and swinging in a hunky-dunky way. Means monk, I love but you. In monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon, one night in June, he married them, and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba.
Dabba Dabba Honeymoon. Okay, we've got a special song coming up for anyone who's having an anniversary. Let's have one from Isla Grant called Over the Years.
Over the years, I have traveled many lands. Over the years, I have come to understand that down the path of life, there are joys and there are tears, many lessons I have learned over the years. It seems like many years ago, I packed my bags and had to go along the many highways far and wide, to cities I had never seen, to countries I had never been. Strangers that I met became the best friends in my life. Over the years, I have traveled many lands. Over the years, I have come to understand that down the path of life, there are joys and there are tears, many lessons I have learned. Over the years, taken me so far away, to places of rare beauty, neon lights as bright as day. But even with good friends around, when I'm all alone, constantly my mind would turn to loved ones and to home. Over the years, I have traveled many lands. Over the years, I have come to understand that down the path of life, there are joys and there are tears, many lessons I have learned over the years. Over the years, I have traveled many lands. Over the years, I have come to understand that down the path of life, there are joys and there are tears, many lessons I have learned over the years.
Isla Grant singing for us there, Over the Years. There have been joys and there have been tears, many lessons I have learned over the years. Well, let's get back to another one from The Sound of Music. This one's called Kiss to Build a Dream On.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss.
Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on.
Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart.
Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true.
Give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. So give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make
a kiss to build a dream on. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Of Army service done, and I was heading home at last. I got to thinking about my dog and things long gone and past. How old Tige pulled me from the creek when I had no pulse or breath, and how he had saved me from the charging bull that gored my dad to death. As a kid, I'd dream of bears and tremble to my toes, till old Tige would come up to my bed and nudge me with his nose. Then my fears would melt away, and Tige would go lie down. I'd drift on back to sleep without another sound. The big bus stopped, and I got off. It was awful dark and thick with fog. Then something gently nuzzled me, and there stood Tige, my dog. I wondered if my faithful dog had met the bus each day and all the dreary winter nights since I'd been away. To have Tige meet me here like this, I was really glad, 'cause I hadn't needed Tige so much since the day they buried Dad. 2 long miles still lay ahead, but what I didn't know, a giant dam was being built where the old road used to go. I thanked the Lord for sending Tige, and I followed where he led, knowing well without his help that I'd be good as dead. Tige inched along this way and that, going rough and slow, and I could hear the water lapping at the ledges far below. Then through the mist I saw a light and Mother in her chair, and I reached down to pat old Tige, but he wasn't there. I'm thankful, Mom, you had old Tige these 3 lonely years. I owe my life to him tonight. I couldn't help my tears. You say you wrote me about the dam? Well, God was sure with us. I didn't get your letter, Mom, but old Tige met the bus. I hate to tell you, son, she said, but now you've got to know. When you left, it broke his heart. Tige died 3 years ago.
You're listening to the Let's Think About Living show.
I got something kind of special I'd like to say to all you truck drivers out there who might be listening right now. Also, a truck driver's prayer that I'd like to pass on to you, 'cause I think it's kind of special too. But first, I've got a few things I've been wanting to say to you guys for a long time, and I think right now's a good time to do it. Like, did you know that me and just about everyone in country music who travel a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the truck driver? 'Cause it's a fact that some of the best drivers are truck drivers, and the most safety-minded, the most courteous, and the first to stop and help when there's trouble. And little things like blinking signal lights to help someone pass. So you just gotta be good people, like some I've had the pleasure of meeting. Down to earth, hard-working family men. And a lot of you like our country music, and that makes you okay in my book. Sound like I'm going strong, don't it? But I'm not. Of course, it boils down to this. If everyone would drive like you guys do, there'd be a lot less accidents and deaths on the highway. So, truck driver, buddy, you're appreciated more than you ever know, and we salute you. Now for the prayer. Now, this truck driver's prayer was sent to me by a truck driver from Oklahoma City. He found it at a truck stop, Mary's Cafe, in Cairo, Illinois. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you, too. So, if you will, give a listen and see if it isn't your prayer, too. Dear God above, bless this truck I drive, and help me keep someone alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Let me help you fast asleep when the night is long and deep. And keep my cargo safe and sound through the hours, big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel, be my hands upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past, and teach him not to go so fast. Give me strength for every trip, so I may care for what they ship. And make me mindful every mile, that life is just a little while. Amen.
Now it's that time to welcome Rex Mitchell to the show.
I'm Rex Mitchell, and this is A Page in History. It's now 1486 BC, and the Israelites are dwelling in the land of Egypt. 400 years earlier, their forefathers fled drought-ravaged Palestine, and with Pharaoh's blessing, they settled in the prime agricultural region of Goshen. Joseph, who'd been sold into slavery by his brothers, was promoted to be Pharaoh's right-hand man, and for many years he literally ruled the land of Egypt. But when Ramesses died, the next pharaoh forgot God's blessing and treated the children of Israel poorly. However, God continued to bless them, and over the centuries, they multiplied. But now, threatened by this budding nation in their midst, the Egyptians enslaved them, forcing them to make bricks and build their cities. Tormented, the children of Israel cry out to God, and he sends them a deliverer. Moses rallies the people and confronts Pharaoh with these now famous words. Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. And after weathering a series of 10 plagues, the God King finally agrees. He allows Israel to journey 3 days into the wilderness to sacrifice to their God. And with no intention of returning, they pack up their belongings, pick up their children, and drive their herds into the wilderness. 3 days later, however, Pharaoh changes his mind. He climbs into his chariot and leads his army and all the chariots of Egypt in hot pursuit. Within a week, Moses is standing at the Gulf of Aqaba with 2 million men of Israel, their wives and all their children and all their herds. Behind them is Pharaoh's mighty army, and before them stretches the foreboding 1,000-foot-deep waters of the Red Sea. They're trapped, and Israel is petrified. Moses desperately cries out to God for help, and God answers, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honour upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen." So, in 1486 BC, the children of Israel obey God. The waters of the Red Sea miraculously part, and their whole nation crosses the Gulf of Aqaba in a single day. They don't even get their feet wet. It's supernatural, miraculous, and impossible. But God does it. In 1988, archaeologists made a remarkable discovery. A four-spoked Egyptian chariot wheel covered with gold leaf was found on the sea floor, hundreds of feet below the surface, off Neweiba in the Gulf of Aqaba. Later, numerous coral-encrusted chariot wheels, chariots, and horse and human skeletons were found. This was where Pharaoh's army pursued the Israelites into the midst of the sea. And this was where God commanded the waves to return again, and Pharaoh and the world's finest fighting force were entombed. That's a true story from the annals of history, recorded meticulously in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, in the Bible. Israel called upon God, and God answered. I'm Rex Mitchell, and this has been A Page in History.
Thank you, Rex. Thanks for joining me for this program. If you have any comments or questions, you can send an email to me at radiomilton@gmail.com. radiomilton@gmail.com. And today I'd like to thank these people helping me: Paul Thompson, Dillis, and Rex Mitchell, and the singers, songwriters, and producers of those songs. Thank you very much. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this hour of magic moments as much as I have. Let's take it out with one from Percy Faith, and this is the theme from A Summer Place.